Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Here we go. It's a Monday in the G-Bag Nation. Let's get you the Wooly Bully Top 10 list of the day. Of course, we also have your G-Bag of the Day champion, College Football Monday Darty, coming up here in a few minutes as well. Segment here in the Nation brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been hurt in a car or truck wreck, go ahead and call the Frankels first, 214-333-3333. Into the Pimp Cup we go with Lucius in the G-Bag of the Day.
Yeah. All right, so looks like it's the Giants fans said they're cursed. Is that our winner, champ?
Yes.
G-Bag of the Day so far?
Yes.
How is it not the Flyers hot mic?
Come on, right?
Flyers hot mic was
amazing. It got voted down.
How did it get voted down?
And then there was
down?
A pretty great Bobby down. RJ moment as well. Yeah. That's a stunner, boys.
Yeah, it got voted down.
Yeah, Flyers dude, bro.
I know.
All right, yeah, Giants fans say they are cursed. That is our G-Bag winning champ so far. I have not heard this, so I'm going to hear this the first time like everybody else that has it.
I went into the locker room with 5 minutes and 14 seconds to play in the game to take a shit. What the happened during that shit? What kind of insanity happened on that field? Then I come out and watch the shit fest of insanity that occurred over the last 60 seconds, and now I am convinced that evil forces are working against us. That is the only explanation for how we can lose this game.
Evil forces.
These evil forces are working against us.
Forces.
That's pretty good. That's pretty
nothing good. You did good during that game matters. Nothing. For 55 minutes, you sucked up the joint so bad that you look like Pop Warner's sack. In blue helmets.
Okay. All right. All right.
That was aggressive.
Yeah.
Pop Warner nutsack drop right there. Is
wow.
That what we got?
Yeah.
That's pretty spectacular.
Man.
All right. We'll have a batch of new challengers coming up at 5:30
looking
today.
Forward.
Looking forward to that. But right now it is time for the Wooly Bully Top 10 list of the day.
Yes, baby. It is the week of Christmas, and we've got the top 10 Christmas movies according to IMDb, the International Movie Database. I believe is what that stands for. If it's not, I don't care. You can let me know what the real version is. 817 texts in, yeah, DFW sports are down bad right now. Not true, okay?
Go Stars.
Not true. The Dallas Stars are absolutely winners. And they get a 5-1 win again yesterday. Jake Ottinger's been fantastic. The penalty kill's been good. So to me, the Stars, they're keeping pace in a loaded Central Division with Colorado and Minnesota. They haven't skipped a beat. The Dallas Stars deserve all of your attention.
I'm going to say this. And Eric, you, I think they're in a national anthem. Are you getting food? Or are you like listening to national anthem at the Cowboys game?
No, I'm listening. Yeah, I mean, I usually get my plate, and then right before I take that first bite, they announce that the anthem is approaching, and so we all stand up and we soak it in.
Okay, I've noticed this the last couple of home games that the Stars, mm-hmm. when they say the Stars, that's loud, and then the national anthem. It's now, and then when the fans go, Stars! That's getting louder and louder is what that is.
Good.
So, yeah, that's
as
well deserved.
We need more of that. More of that.
As it should. Also well deserved. The Cowboys defense still not giving up the most points in the league this year. The Bengals still hold that by 4 points. All right. So, hey, boys, second to the most. Second to the most, but not the most. All right, you're doing a good thing out there.
Your organization's terrible.
Just keep it up, boys. Just keep it up.
They're like what, like 6 points away from reaching the 500 points surrendered on the season?
Probably. All probably. Right. I mean, what's 500 points allowed, huh?
As long as your record's 500, that's everybody absolutely. Can go home happy. No
just playoff. Finish 8-8-1, all right? Let's play the string out, boys. It's
I'm
all
just
good.
Telling you right now, that's what they're trying to do.
I know that's what they're trying to do, Brian. I get it. I mean, what Dak said yesterday in the post game, I understand. I understand their line of thinking.
Yeah.
I get the player's
perspective. You're not a loser if you're
this.
8-8-1.
Okay.
Yep. Jason Garrett did it for 10 years.
He did. I thought we learned from that. I thought we learned lessons.
Yeah.
I guess, you know,
it just allowed him to stay around a little longer.
It did. It did allow him to stay around. You're right. Big lesson learned for Jake Paul. Don't get in the ring with Anthony Joshua. I don't know how many of you guys actually paid attention to this.
He broke that guy in half.
He broke his jaw, bro. It was amazing, man. It's so satisfying to see it like that.
It was nasty.
It was so satisfying, man.
Were we all kind of waiting for that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. I think Mike Tyson, that could have been you, son. That could have been you, Mike, that you was playing games.
Why didn't Mike knock him out like that?
Should have, man.
I don't know.
He should have, but he didn't.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's the fine print of the contract, yeah. I'm sure.
Well, like, if you knock me out, you're not going to get paid?
Something along those lines.
That guy made a pretty good payday, didn't he, Lucius?
Oh, like they both did.
30,
absolutely.
$40 million? Huge. I'm knocking that guy out?
Yep. Yeah, I think he has to play, like, his the British tax and an American tax on his.
Oh, no.
But he's still walking home with, like, 60-something, so that's
right.
Great.
Here
oh
we go.
Gosh.
Yeah, come here on. We go. What are we talking about? And basically, that was like a tune-up fight for him, in a sense. You know, it really didn't give him any real struggles other than he had to chase the guy around the time.
Yeah, it takes some takedown defense.
Dude, man.
Oh, it's huge.
Gosh, dang,
huge.
It's a big man.
Massive. Yeah. Massive. But everyone finally got to see Jake Paul get his jaw broken, which is what they were tuning in for in the first place.
Hey, so. I admire Jake Paul for jumping in there,
though. Oh, 100%. A lot of people don't have the balls to do that.
I know. Man, his face was purple.
Yeah, I mean, because he was going to fight a guy much smaller than him.
Yeah.
Tank Davis at first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, he ended up being fighting the Jolly Green Giant, in a sense.
Good. Karma.
And then he struck him one time. Because remember he said Anthony had a soft jaw?
Yeah.
He hit him in that jaw. And this is the first time in boxing. I've never seen it like this. Yeah. Dude didn't do anything. That punch did absolutely nothing. It just kept coming. It didn't faze him. His face didn't move.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
For nothing, and you can just see the Paul gave it all he had, and Anthony was just still coming towards him. I was like, oh man, it's a bad night for you, bro.
Yeah.
The next day photos of Paul's face are ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like laying in the hospital bed, swollen as any face you've ever seen in your life.
I bet it's bad.
Oh my gosh, it's bad.
When you get your jaw broken, that thing's gonna be. I know there's also a lot of AI stuff that's been circulating.
Oh,
okay, yeah. I guess so we got to be careful.
Just look at the bottom, because I have seen a lot of, like, the purple one you're talking about. It did say AI generated at the bottom.
Oh, jeez.
So, yeah, we got to double check some of this stuff. You know, look at us.
Might as well just like go ahead and like take all my accounts out if that's what you're going
to
do.
Well, you know, one's down, and we're trying to get it back for you. All right.
Nobody's helping me there. Elon Musk took that thing over and fired everybody that can help somebody.
He did.
Son of a bee.
All right, let's get to the top 10 Christmas movies. Eric did this for you because you're going to be out for the next couple days, and then you'll be back Friday, right? No Christmas Day for you, Christmas Day football. We're going to take this over. Brian, you got me. You got me for pregame, baby.
There you go.
Oh, pre-in the post?
I don't know what we're
going to
be.
When's the last time? Did you and I win a game together sometime?
Yeah, we won the Eagles game.
Eagles game.
Mm-hmm. Eagles game.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are on a good run.
We're on a heater.
You guys together are going to make this team 8-8-1.
Yeah.
We're going to have them go on a two-game win streak here to end the season. We're going to be 8-8-1. All right, top 10 Christmas movies, courtesy of America. Started watching Home Alone last night with the kiddo. When I got home, she was still awake. She took an extra long nap. Eliza was really into it. for about 30 minutes. And then she got tired and it was time for bed. But she was into what Kevin McAllister was doing there in Home Alone. It's a great movie. Still holds up. Love it. Big time classic. It'll be high on this list. Four Christmases, I know, is a big one for you, Eric.
Yeah, Four Christmases is fantastic. And I don't think it gets near the love that it deserves. But if you're a Vince Vaughn guy, then you're going to like that movie. It's funny. It is a funny Christmas movie.
I did not watch any of the Andrew Tate fight 214. I did see the highlight of him, like the end of it with Chase DeMore.
He got smashed.
Did he?
Yeah, he got smashed.
I mean, I don't know. Wasn't he 40 years old? I don't know when. Wasn't he a kickboxer? Was he actually a boxer?
Yeah, but he got beat up by a dude that had no business really beating him up.
He's like a social media guy.
I know that feeling.
Look at the highlights, bro. It looks crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that dude looks like he's a mockery of the sport.
That was a skip it for me.
It was like Butterbean guy?
No, he had just some weird movements going on in there.
Oh, no.
He doesn't look like
skipping around.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You don't get beat up by a guy that does that to you.
You seen that that video of the guy that's the big heavyset guy that's doing the karate?
No.
He jumps around and kicks his legs out, and I have to show this.
Oh, I got to see this.
Just type in fat karate man.
I got to see this.
Type in fat karate man.
Yes, I can't wait to watch this during the break.
I'm a karate man.
817 said Polar Express, number one, hands down. There is a lot of love for Polar Express. People do love that movie. Do you have a Christmas movie that you have to watch every year, Lucius?
Yeah. I like Gremlins.
Okay.
Gremlins is my Christmas movie. I mean, The Mugwai was a Christmas gift.
Yeah, Gremlins freaked me out as a kid.
Yeah. It really did. Spike is my favorite Gremlin. How about that?
Number 10 on the list is Gremlins. On the outside looking in, Bad Santa at 11. Jim Carrey's How the Grinch Stole Christmas. The Polar Express did not make the top 10. I'm sorry. And Scrooged.
Yeah! Scrooged, I love Scrooged.
Really good.
Yeah.
9 is Miracle on 34th Street. You've probably seen that, Brian.
Very old movie.
1947.
Yep. 1947, yep.
A Christmas Story at number 8. It's okay.
All right.
I can do without a Christmas Story. Elf at 7. I know Fred Davis is pissed, but it made the top 10. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, my personal number 1, comes in at 6.
Absolutely.
On this list, hilarious.
Yeah, that's number 1. I'm with you, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be top Classic. 4 minimum. I can't believe that would be at outside 6. Of the top 5.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
The Christmas bonus, bro. Like, he fell apart when he didn't get that Christmas bonus. It got bad, dog.
And we can all relate to that. The crash out.
Is Rudolph, is that like a 1966 one?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, 1964.
Is that claymation, the claymation ones?
Stop motion?
No.
I think it is stop motion.
These are, like, Frosty the Snowman was a black and white one. And then there was...
This one looks like it's got some color to it.
Yeah. No, this one does.
47 minutes of runtime.
I don't do it like that anymore,
Rip the Band-Aid off.
Was Frosty's bad guy the Heat Miser? Was that his name? He wanted to melt Frosty?
Oh, my
what
gosh.
What a bastard,
yes.
bro. What a bastard. I want to melt your guy. Are the kids just loving this dude? Like, I'm going to melt him, bro.
Screw you, bro.
What an evil dude.
A Christmas Carol comes in at 4. The original.
Original.
1951. You know that one well.
I know that one well. Seriously, the ones that are like 1960 and back are the ones that I do know.
I agree with you, Walton Waco. The Night Before is slept on. Very good.
Okay.
Funny movie. White Christmas, Muppets Christmas Carol being texted
in. Hey, I tell you what, the Muppets Christmas thing is pretty funny.
It is. Anything Muppets related is usually pretty strong. Ernest Saves Christmas. Loved it as a kid. Forgot about it as an adult.
I don't think I ever saw
Ernest movies were good.
Yeah, I saw a handful of them, but I don't know that I saw that one.
That was that character actor dude, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How you doing, Vern?
Yeah, that's yeah, him, right? Yeah. Okay.
Office Christmas Party getting texted in Jingle All the Way.
Didn't he do like some Brahms commercials too?
I think you're right.
Did he really?
I think he did. I believe he did, man.
I would give me the line, bro. Yeah, I'll go Brahms on y'all
Brahms,
day.
So good. 3 is Die Hard. They do have it listed as a Christmas movie. 2 is Home Alone. Number 1 most popular Christmas movie of all time, according to IMDb. It's a Wonderful Life.
1946, I believe.
Comes in at numero uno. I know I've ticked some people off with my take on that, but...
Hello, Savings and Loan!
It's a good movie. The Christmas wasn't until the very end of It's a Wonderful Life, but I guess people tell me the whole point of it, it was supposed to be Christmassy themed.
Yeah.
It's the last 10 minutes they let you know that it's Christmas.
And it's Christmas Eve. Otherwise, it's never Christmas in the movie. It's the last 10 minutes. Hey, it's Christmas Eve. Everyone's coming over. I guess this is what makes it a Christmas movie.
Why are you such a hater, bro?
It's just one movie. I love all the other ones. Yeah. your crusty.
And Walchuk's a movie guy. Great list, Walchuk. Nice work.
I appreciate
it. Off the races here in the G-Bag Nation on a Monday.
I feel good about it.
Oh, it's going to be that way for the day.
Screw you, Brian. We're going to team up on Broadus College Football Monday. Darty, crack them if you got them. Let's recap round one next in the nation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.